Television, all about a new campaign called Brode Club, set up to reinvigorate the Irish language. And I'm joined in the studio by a man on a mission to convince 100,000 people to speak the Cupla Focal and sign up, of course, to the club. Bernard Dunn, you're spearheading the charge to Míle Fáilte Ruth, Das Uechiel.
What a Míle Mógad.
Nish, Inishtham, you're a man who was fighting in the ring, and now you've stepped out of the ring and you're fighting for the cause of the Irish language.
I've a new fight. And it's my tongue, it's for my language, and it is touchy on, Jack. It's very hard. And as much as people are telling me how much they like the show and how good it was, and saying, yeah, you know, you're right, we should be using the Cupla Focal and not be worried about making a bocoon, you know, not worried about making a mistake.
Yeah.
But you know, and then I put the question of, well, have you signed up? Oh, well, not yet. Well, that's the thing. You know, there's no point in telling me it's a great show. No point in telling me it's a good idea. And you're right. We should be proud of our language. Sign up.
I just admitted to you, actually, when you were stepping into studio, that I only just signed up myself 5 minutes ago. And I watched the show as well. Mm. I thought it was great. I've heard about this for a while. I mean, obviously, you know that I'm a native speaker. So, yeah. You know.
I want other people to make, you know, Jane Eyre impression, like.
Yeah, but you're right. A lot of people are interested and think what you're doing is good, yeah. But maybe you're not going that extra step and actually going to the website. So
it takes 30 seconds to sign up. rte.ie/Brode Club. Sign up. You don't commit to anything. You do as much as you can, and that's it. And that's all we ask.
Yeah. So tell us where this all came from. Like, were you always...
Hepburn's a gagner, who make it his skull. Like, you know, when I went to school, I failed Irish. And just when I made kinder at Dairy Meos Donnelly, like when I retired from boxing, like I made the conscious decision I wanted to, you know, I was wanting to raise my kids for Irish at home.
Yes,
And that's what I'm doing. I speak Irish to my kids, you know, as much as I possibly can. And Cuiva is only 5 and she's already correcting me, and she started Gaelic school on Blaine Chicago. Like, she started Gaelic school last September.
Yeah.
And
that's the thing, though, grammar in Irish, there's no point beating around the bush. It's tricky, and it's very tricky even for the likes of me. I'm the kind of person where, you know, as much as I love the language and it's part of my everyday life, I struggled at school.
Yeah, well,
I struggled with the grammar.
I failed basic Irish in school, so, you know. But I'm not going to put it down to how it was taught. I'm not putting it down to the teacher, because actually the teacher who taught me then gave me lessons when I decided to relearn the language. So,
really?
So she just taught me differently. You know,
can I ask, as a matter of interest, because Jelinta Ruddy Mar, Cahuil and Gossur instead of Poshie, it sounds like you were taught by is it
Irish? No, that's where it comes
from.
Like, you know.
Tablas Sassad. You've lovely ways of speaking Irish.
I've a better brogue when I'm speaking in Irish than I do probably when I'm speaking in Osbard. I think my Dublin brogue is probably a wee bit too thick when I speak English.